This week's parasha, Parashat Kisavoy, begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. And most Beforshim, when they talk about Bikurim, they focus that it's a limit for us in our Karz HaToiv, to Maka Toiv at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the crops that He gave to us. Rashi comments on the words of Avosa LaKoyen, you come to the Koyen, Ashi Yiyye Bayomahim, V'amarate Lov, you say to him. Says Rashi, you say to him, to show you're not ungrateful. Why does Rashi write in the negative? You say this whole thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show you're not ungrateful. Why doesn't it say rather, you say this piece to show you are grateful? Why talk the negative rather than the positive? So I heard a pshat. The reason is that it's teaching you a lesson over here. That to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impossible. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for you, your whole life wouldn't suffice to be able to thank Hashem enough. Every breath you take, you'd have to thank for. Every step you take. Every time you move your arm, you'd have to thank Him. Every time you blink. So you couldn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'amartin of Yaseita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show at least you can't be grateful, but she'incha kovetoiva, at least don't be ungrateful. And this is many different lessons we can see over here in this parasha Bikurim. They used to bring the Bikurim. There were different baskets. In a reed basket, silver basket, gold basket, depending on your income. Depending on your tax bracket, that's the type of basket you would bring. So Rabbi Yaakov Netzke had a big problem. He said, we're always makpid, not to mevayish other people, to embarrass others. The Chazal tell us, it's better to jump into a kivshon ha'esh, to jump into a furnace, rather than embarrass somebody. That's why I wouldn't say anything about the people coming late. Don't embarrass them. So, rather, and Tosfos learns that it means it literally. It's yehorog val yavoy. It's better to jump into a furnace literally, rather than embarrass somebody. And Tosfos even asks, why doesn't it mention it? With all the other yehorog val yavoy you have to give up your life for. You have to give up your life not to embarrass somebody. So how could it be, asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that a person brings in a gold and silver basket, and Nebuch, there's all the poor people there, and they're going to see, and they're embarrassed, all they have is their reed basket. So he explains, what is Bikurim about? Bikurim is teaching us to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's makir tov for what he has isn't jealous of somebody else. If you really appreciate what you have, you're happy with what you have, you won't be jealous of others. And the parasha Bikurim says in it, V'samach, you should be happy b'chol ha'toiv, with all the goodness HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to you. Many years ago, I was zoicha to win a raffle to stay in a hotel for Pesach. And in this hotel I was staying, it was, you know, your standard Pesach hotel, where it is impossible to eat all the food they serve you. And each meal, as you finish it, you run right away from there to the tea room. There's 24/7 a tea room. And people just gorge and gorge and gorge. I remember one time I went to the tea room, and I was passing the tea room, and there were people outside, the door was locked, and they're like banging to get in. It was already like 10 minutes after the meal had finished, and then they were waiting to get in. And then there's people complaining. They have complaints there. I was very happy. Why were they complaining and I was happy? It's very simple. Because they paid for it. By them, it was a business deal. They wanted to get their money's worth. And that's why they eat so much as well. They want to make sure they get their money's worth. They want to come out weighing 10 pounds more. For me, it was free. So whatever I get, I'm happy with. A yid has to realize that whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you, do you really deserve it? You should be happy with whatever you got. You're lucky you got what you got. If somebody feels that way, he's not jealous because he could have got a bit more. So somebody who feels jealous at the time Bikurim is missing the whole point of the mitzvah. He has to work himself not to feel jealous. Otherwise, he's losing the mitzvah of Bikurim. Also, we see over here, there's a vort that I'd like to tie in from the Dubna Magid. Because as the Rashi mentioned this morning, when one brings Bikurim, one doesn't just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruits. You go through the whole history of Klal Yisrael. It's really strange. Aram Yoved Ovilov and tried to destroy us. It goes through Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. A whole history, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why didn't you just say, Mordechai, thank you for the fruit? What are you going through this whole history for? So explain it like this. The Dubna Magid says a story of a person was in need. He couldn't make ends meet. He was mamish, had a large family, and every week he was mamish behind, falling deeper and deeper into debt. He mamish didn't have money for food. So there's a person who gave him every month $500. So he went to thank the person. And the man says to him after a couple of months, "No, you don't have to thank me, it's okay." So every month he got a check from him, $500, and he never thanked him. Came one month that he was making chasna, and the person who gave him $500 a month, this month he gave him a check of $1,500, helping with chasna expenses. So the person who received it was very thankful, goes over to him and he says, "Thank you for the $1,000 you gave me." He says, "Excuse me, $1,000? I gave you $1,500. So he says, "Yeah, but that $500 is the regular monthly one. You told me not to thank you for that." He says, "Yeah, I told you not to thank me. That's when you're not thanking me. But once you're already thanking me, I don't want you to bother thanking me. But you're thanking already. You don't ignore that one. You include that at the same time as well. You have to also thank me for that." The Dubna Magid explained with that, where a person ventures Gaimel. So he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving him. So you say, "Agaimel HaChayovim Toivis." You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Toiv he gave you, Shekem Olani Kol Toiv. At the same time, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good he gives you. Over here, we come to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're thanking, you can't just thank for the fruit. There's so much more, it looks like you're missing the point if you're just thanking for the fruit. You have to show you recognize there's a whole history of Klal Yisrael, and you take that opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Also, we see similarly in the parasha like this. It says there's a pasuk that says, "Vayavoyu elecha kol habrachos ha'ele v'sigucha." All these brachas shall come upon you, v'sigucha. They'll catch you up, they'll overtake you. What does that mean, that extra word? All these brachas come upon you, what does it mean, v'sigucha? And they'll overtake you, they'll come upon you again. You've got it ready, they're coming to you. What's that extra word, v'sigucha? You look at the klolis, and it says they're the same word, ovo elecha kol haklolis eile. They'll come upon you, the klolis. Not only they'll come upon you, v'hisigucha. What does it mean, they'll reach you? Of course they'll reach you if they come upon you. So the pshat is that a person can be showered with every bracha there is. A person can have health. He can have a wonderful family. He can have wealth, and he can still not be satisfied. So what good is the bracha then? A person can feel their people who have made $10 million, and now, $10 million, I still have to worry for the rest of my life. I need $50 million. I need $100 million. Every person's got whatever they have. Mishyish Lamona writes him a sign. A person is driving a Camry, he wants an Avalon. He got the Avalon, you want the Lexus. Everybody's always got that little bit more that they want. Ezu Osher, when is somebody rich? Hasamech Bechelkoi. He's happy, he recognizes. An Osher is Rosh HaTeves. Inayim, Shanayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. You have your eyes, your teeth, your feet, your hands. You have all of that. You have your health. That's enough to be happy for. Everybody has something could be happy for. You can have little, and you're satisfied. That's a real bracha. That's what it means. Avoilech kol habracha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you bracha. But it's not good enough just to get the bracha. You've got to appreciate v'sigucha. You'll also appreciate the bracha. You'll feel the bracha. There's people who have all the bracha and don't appreciate it. And the same, similarly, is with curses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish somebody and they mumish and miss the point. They don't realize they're being cursed. A person's car keeps breaking down and he says, "I bought a lemon. Why did I buy such a lousy car? Oh, so unlucky." No, there's a klala you're getting. V'hisigucha, you've got to get the message of the klala. There's a famous story you may have heard from Rabbi Noach Weinberg, he used to always say over, that there was a bacha who came to Eish HaTorah and he tells Rabbi Noach Weinberg that he doesn't need the yeshiva at all, he says. "Me and the Rabbani Shlomo are tight like this." And he shows how he puts his fingers together. "We're tight." So Noach Weinberg asks, "How do you know?" So he says, "Because I was riding my Harley Davidson up a mountain, and there was a hairpin turn, and just as I make that turn, this truck comes barreling down the road towards me. And I look to the right, look to the left. There was no right or left. The truck is taking up the whole road. And we're going at a fast speed towards each other. So I spun to the left. And the next thing I knew, I was over the cliff. I was looking, staring down at death. Then, finally, as he's falling, he managed to grab a branch. And it saved him. the bike went flying down, and he was saved in the branch there. And he was able to climb out, and he says, and the Ribbono Shel Olam made that miracle, I was saved. You see how much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves me? That's how I know I'm tight with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Noach said to him, that's a terrific story. It's amazing. Hashem definitely, he put that tree there to save your life. You're right. But what about the truck? Who put the truck there in the first place? Why did he put that truck there? Maybe he was trying to send you a message. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us messages. We've got to make sure that we get the message. On the other hand, a person can get carried away with it as well. I'd just like to have a postscript to it as well. That there's messages, and you have to look at the chet you did, but also you have to be practical to a certain degree as well. There's a story I love. Rabbi Avigdor Miller once went to a shiva. There's never a tragedy that a house burned down. There's a boy playing with matches. The house burned down, and this boy died in the fire. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller went to the shiva, and the father was crying his eyes out there. What chet did I do? What did I do wrong? Why did I deserve this, that my son should die? Rabbi Avigdor Miller sat there for a while, and then he left. As Ad is on his way out, he says to the person next to him, the man wants to know what chet he did. Well, the first thing he did wrong is he didn't teach his son not to play with matches. You've also got to be practical as well. But if you see things happening on a regular basis, or you are taking precautions and things are going wrong, you have to be a mashmish for myself. This is a message very negay at this time of year, as we're coming to Yom HaDin, and a person can be misak and everything, ready for the next year. I'm going to mention to you now an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, not how he ties it into the pasuk, that gets very complicated, but since it's negay to Slichas, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he writes in this week's parasha, I'll mention to you a fascinating piece from Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He says, we say in Slichas, V'salachta l'avineinu kiravhu, forgive our sins kiravhu, because they are abundant, they are great. That's the reason to forgive them. I would say, forgive my sins because they're little. To forgive them because I've got a lot of them, there's so many of them. So some Rishonim learn pshat is, afal pi shiravhu, even though there's a lot of them, forgive them. The Rechaim HaKadosh, if you want to look it up, it's Perek Chavav Pasuk Hei. He says then the words Vayogasham. He quotes the Arizal. Ki Ravu, Pirish Rav Arizal. Shechoiz is going back, Elamafata. It's going back on the Yetzirah, on the one who persuades you to Chatoim. Ki Ravu, the Yetzirah, forgive us, Ribbono Shel Olam, the sins we did. Ki Ravu, that Yetzirah is so powerful, it's so strong. He even makes us talk when we're listening to Shiva 20 minutes. It's so hard to control ourselves. Ki Ravu is so powerful. And he's even got Smicha as well, his Mamash Ravu. The Pasuk, we have the Pasuk this week, the Psukim, all about Vidu Maisa. You all prepared for the Chumash test. So you all know that in the fourth year, after 3 years, in the fourth year Erev Pesach, there is Vidu Maisa. It's a time when you procrastinated and you didn't give certain of the items you were supposed to separate, Trumas and Maisras and Bikurim and everything you were supposed to do. Now is the time you remove it from the house. And you say what's called with it, Vidu Maisa. The time you're doing it, you say a confession of Maisa. You say this vidi. I removed all the Kodesh. I gave the Levi and the Geris portion, the Yosan Almona. I did kachol mitzvos chashet visoni. I did everything you commanded me. I wasn't over anything. I didn't forget anything. Each of these Rashi explains. And then and it goes through all the things you did. And this is called Vidu Maisa. Very interesting. Imagine you go on Rosh Hashanah and you stand, Slichas, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Yom Kippur. You start saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, forgive me. I kept all the mitzvahs, this is called a vidu. I kept all the mitzvahs I was supposed to. I never did this chet. I never did that chet. That's a vidu. That's a confession. Seems very strange to call this a confession over here when all you're doing is saying how great you are. It's an interesting thing that you say over, no? You start praising yourself. I did everything right. I'm a great guy. That's confession. What does it mean? It's vidu maisa. So the Zipporna says pshat is that you say bi'arti ha-kodesh v'nabayis. I removed all the kodesh from the house. You removed it from the house. Why did you remove it? Why didn't you keep it in the house? Because you had to give it out to other people, to kohenim, levim. Why did you have to give it out? Originally,
You could have kept it in the house. You could have given it to your bechor, to your firstborn. But what happened? The Klal Yisrael did a cheta egel, and it was taken away, the avoda, from the firstborn. So instead of you having it in your family, you have to now give it out. Be arti akredish when a bias. It's a vidui. Because in it, you have to remember, look at the ramifications of a chet. The chet we did, how it affected us, that we're not able to keep the money in the family. We have to give it away. We lost the ability to do the avoda. Yosher Ben Soloveitchik said a pshat, that we say the words, kechol mitzvascha, we did like all the mitzvahs that you commanded me. What do you mean, like all the mitzvahs? It should say, I did all the mitzvahs you commanded me. What's the pshat? Pshat is, did you do all the mitzvahs like you're supposed to? You weren't so perfect about them, because you're supposed to take all this trumas and maaseros every year, and you procrastinated. You waited till the very end. You're one of those people who missed the bus and come late to davening because you wait till the last minute. And this person is one of those. He waited till the last minute. So that's why you're saying, kechol mitzvascha. I did all the mitzvahs, not exactly, like. Not perfect, I did like. And that's reminding you of all the mitzvahs you did. You think you did all your mitzvahs so perfectly. Look at all the mitzvahs you did, and many of them have blemishes in them. They're not perfect. This reminds you, it's a vidui, that all the mitzvahs that I do, is it that I did the mitzvahs, or is it kechol, like I'm supposed to? But there's something missing in them as well. I saw on this inyan, not the same exactly, but Rav Schwab writes a fascinating vade which ties in nicely. At the end of this vidui maisa, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkifa mimoyin kodshcha, look down from your holy abode, min hashemayim, uvoriches amchot Yisrael, and bless your people Yisrael. And Chazal tell us, kol hashkofa shebemikra, the word hashkofa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down, it's lara. It means bad things are happening. By Sedoim, it says the Lashon of Hashkifa. The Rebbein Shalom looks down, it's a bad thing. Except this one. This is an exception to the rule. Why? Because since you're giving matan saniyim, that changes it for the good. Changes Midas Adin to Midas Harachmin. So it's very strange, asks Rav Schwab in his Sefer, that if you're giving matan saniyim, you're doing a great thing, why does it use this Lashon which is bad, and here it's good? Use a nice Lashon. Use a Midah of a good middah. Don't use one which is normally bad, and here it's good. What's the pshat in it? So he says, because this person comes along, and he says, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to tell you something. I'm a great person. I did kechol mitzvos chashetz visoni. I did this right. I did this right. I did that right. As soon as you start talking like that, you know what happens? Upstairs in Shemayim, midas adin is mekatrik. There's malochim who come and accuse. Oh yeah? You did everything so right? You were so perfect. When you went out in the middle of shir to the bathroom, did you find your way right back to the classroom? Or maybe you took a little bit, you got lost on the way a little bit. A little schmooze outside a little bit as well. Is it you did everything so good? And then they start checking everything else you did in life. They don't just, you're starting bragging how great you are. This could cause a midas adin on you. But don't worry. Hashki from yoin kodshcha. You're saying these things, but at the same time, you're giving matnas aniyim. Somebody who's giving matnas aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes from din to rachmim. This protects you and saves you at that time. Okay, good Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.